You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
And welcome to the program, everyone. I am your host, Andre Segovia. In this episode, I wanted to take a moment to just express my gratitude to all of you. It's after Thanksgiving, and it's been a season unlike any other. It's been a year unlike any other, but we've made it. We're almost there to the very end of this year. That doesn't mean that magically January 1st, something new is going to happen, right? But, you know, for those of us that measure milestones, we'll be able to look at 2020 either as the year that defeated us or the year that made us stronger. And I hope it's the latter for all of you. I really want to thank you all, especially as we are exiting this crazy election cycle. At least I hope we're exiting this election cycle. Honestly, as of this recording, some things are still not done being counted, both locally and nationwide. Believe me, it's been a crazy season. But I want to once again thank those of you that have relied upon me to make sense of the senseless and basically bring some sanity to the calamity, because I know there was a lot of confusion out there, and a lot of you have relied upon me to make sense of all that. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. That really means a lot to me, that you've given me that trust, and I don't want to ever abuse that trust. I don't ever want to steer you wrong. This has been a year that I've serviced my community above all. I wasn't looking for sales, and I wasn't looking for clients to get them into a property or get a seller so they can liquidate their property. No, I was looking after your interest, the community. Those that were tenants that were running into financial hardships, I was trying to get the information out to you so you can get early in line, so you can get some kind of assistance during this crazy lockdowns that we've had. When it comes to property owners that were having government overreach and basically no recourse to help you, and thinking that forbearance was the way to survive, and it wasn't. I was there to try to steer you away from that too. And of course, for anyone that needed help with the transactions, I was there to try to help them along the way. So we were all in this together. It's been a crazy year, and I know that recently my news coverage, or at least the stuff on my podcast, has been more news coverage based because of the election cycle. There was a lot of stuff on the California ballot that affected property ownership. Two out of the three propositions that affected real estate directly failed, so that's great, but one of them passed, and it will be taking direct effect starting January 1st. What it all means, we don't yet know, but rest assured, as you confided in me to make sense of the stuff before then, I will get to the bottom of what Proposition 19 entirely means, particularly to those of you that have a living trust and are considering getting a living trust, because it might be in your best interest to do so before the end of the year. So talk to a trust attorney to get that started if you find yourself owning property or valuables that can be taxed. So with all that being said, I once again want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I try to earn this title, Honest Broker, that was bestowed upon me. There's been a lot of crazy things that have happened this month already that are changing perhaps the trajectory of what I can anticipate for the next year. Next year is already shaping up to be something entirely interesting. But I find myself super, super busy. I'm still with the show. So I wanted to shift gears a little bit to give you a little bit of background as to what's going on with the program, because I don't want to say it's entering a hiatus for the month of December, but there will be some throwback episodes that will be available, particularly on YouTube, but also here on the program. So next week, you can anticipate an episode that actually debuted on YouTube just a few weeks prior. So if you didn't get it on YouTube, you'll be able to get it here on a podcast, which is probably sometimes better if you don't have YouTube Premium, so you can listen to the program on the background. So there's going to be one about a summary of reasons why people have been leaving California. This is, of course, before the election. But anyway, that's something else. So one thing that I have been very busy with, though, has been Off the Record. So if you have not yet experienced Off the Record at www.theandressagova.com, I recommend that you do so because there's a lot of content that you're probably not aware of what you're missing out on that you might find fruitful to understand, because there's a lot of information that I do impart in other aspects of things, not just business related in this sense. So in Off the Record, where I've been analyzing economics and politics a lot, I have been doing a lot of coverage on that, and in some cases episodes on the daily. And I made Off the Record available to anyone and everyone without having to register on my website until the end of the year. So you can experience that for yourself. And every weekend there's an alternating different shows that I do. It's from the Soundtrack Corner to the Critic Corner. It's cinema, it's music and all that. So I recommend you do check it out. There's content until the end of the season, so you'll be able to enjoy stuff there. And the reason I say that, just because I want to share more of myself with all of you, to put a face to a name, and also to find out, like, you know what, Andres, I'm not into real estate anymore, or I don't need real estate anymore because I've already acquired my property, or I moved on, the pandemic ruined my finances, so I don't really need to tune in right now to all this stuff. Look, there's more to the show than just that. It's not just a matter of tune in just to get some tips on how to buy or sell and then move on with your life. No, there's a lot more that I do. And if you find yourself as someone that graduated from being a tenant to being a property owner, then you're going to want to stay tuned to my program, liking, sharing, and subscribing all across everything that I do, because I'm keeping you up to date to defend your property rights, to defend your actual home. So that's what I've kind of morphed to do this year, because it's been an outright assault on property ownership in the name of health. And we're seeing that gross overreach, and we'll see how far this actually goes when we start the new year. So I will keep defending your property rights in that sense, but there's no way you're going to know about it unless you're hearing about it. So by all means, stay tuned to the program. But look, it can't all be about news either. That's why I do Off the Record, because there's a lot of other things that interest me too. And I like to share a lot of that stuff with you, and through the process, get to know me even better at a personal level. So I am entering a season where I do have to basically go back to school. There's these things that we do that's called continuing education. It's courses that are required for license renewal, and there's classes that are mandatory for us brokers or agents to take on an annual basis. And I'm due for a lot of that. So I'm going to be devoting more time to that. So I don't know how that might end up affecting the schedule of the show. There's been interview requests that I have not been able to squeeze in because of this, and also because there's some news that I have to prioritize on the program before I can schedule any other interviews. But trust me, there's still in a special interview that I'm trying to secure before the end of the year. What has affected that altogether has been big tech censorship. So there's probably some episodes to my program that you're not aware of because big tech has not allowed me to share it with you. I have had subscribers tell me that they cannot find my episode, considering that it's published there on YouTube, but it's been what is called shadow banned. So I recommend those of you, and as for some it might be uncomfortable, or it just might be like, oh, it's not like too much work. I'm just literally asking you to tune in either daily or on a weekly basis to my website, www.theandresagova.com, because that's where you'll be able to find anything and everything that I publish for my show. With big tech doing a big crackdown and even my association of realtors doing basically the same, it's been a lot more difficult lately to have the algorithms project the news. In fact, even my podcast has experienced a hit to people tuning in. So it's been ugly for the month of November, sadly, but it was anticipated, as I expected. I just didn't expect the clampdown to be as hard as they were, but either way, they can't stop you from going to the content directly. So I do encourage you to check my stuff out, and that's, I guess, one of the ways that I say go check out my Off the Record stuff, is just to get you to come to my website to also understand that, you in case you miss something, you won't miss it if you tune in regularly. So that's just what I wanted to impart with you all, because there are things that I've been trying to get out to you that have been censored because they're caught in the crossfire of what big tech is trying to do to control what they deem to be false information or misleading information. And all I've been trying to do is just get the results out to you per the Secretary of State of California when it comes to the propositions, giving you updates as to where the general election status was earlier this month. But all that was caught in the crossfire of big tech censorship, and it was really difficult for me to get stuff out there and discouraging, but that hasn't stopped me. And I'm busier than ever when it comes to that. And Off the Record's been a place where I've been a lot busier on tackling certain big issues. So just recommend that you check that all there. So that's basically it. I wanted to share all that with you. So stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting December to see how things level out, trying to figure this thing, this Proposition 19 thing out before the end of the year. And believe me, as soon as I know, I'll get you that information ASAP. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember, if you want to check out my real estate stuff, go to SegoviaRES.com. That's www.SegoviaRES.com. The show continues. And believe me, there's a lot more content that you probably never even realized that I do at www.TheAndresSegovia.com. And I do encourage you to stay subscribed and hit the notification bell on YouTube so you don't miss out, especially when I put out a live stream, which has been a lot more often than lately. But ultimately, to really get a sense of everything that that comes across my mind without having to worry about algorithms, that would be Parler. So if you have a Parler account, follow me at Andres Segovia on Parler. You want to see the behind the scenes stuff that I do for as a broker, then just go check out my Instagram also at the Andres Segovia. That's it for this episode of the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and I'll see you on the next one.